Well, we've been teasing it all show long. Kevin is on our hotline. Let's go ahead and get this thing kick-started. Kevin, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, I am doing amazing. So you guys are coming down this Friday, 8:30 p.m. at the H2O Concert Series. It is the Loudwire's Gen X Summer Tour, Buck Cherry, POD, Lit, and Ellie and Ant Farm at the Golden Nugget. We're excited to have you guys in town, all us 90 babies. Man, we are definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be awesome. It's been a fun tour. We're about halfway through it already, and it's been awesome. We've been playing with a lot of these bands for many years. We've actually been playing with Alien Ant Farm for, I'm not even going to tell you how long, but it's been a while. But we kind of came up together, so it's been one of those kind of things, you know, summer camp with all your friends.
Right, exactly. Let's start off pre-lit. Now, you guys started off. Now, I got to ask, who came up with the name Razzle for the band?
Oh, man, that was so long ago. I think our singer AJ did, and he used to be the drummer. I mean, dude, we were still in diapers when that was around. But, you know, you've heard of the band Henry Rock. The drummer's name was Razzle that Vince Neil killed. That's kind of where we grabbed the name from.
Right, and then so you guys started out as a punk rock grunge band. How did Fullerton, California mold that sound?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different bands that come from Fullerton or even Orange County. I mean, I would kind of generally just say Orange County. I mean, we all grew up in the 70s. AJ and Jeremy's dad was a DJ on Top 40 Radio. I mean, we all kind of grew up on everything from Kenny Rogers to Van Halen to Iron Maiden to, dude, literally everything. I mean, in my own household, my dad was listening to ABBA and Johnny Cash, and my mom and sister were listening to Kenny Rogers. And I mean, it really was just a petri dish of just tons of different kinds of music. So even today, I mean, you can go on our bus and you'll hear Foreigner, you'll hear Brothers Osborne, you'll hear Pantera. We listen to literally everything. I mean, there really isn't a cap, you know, there isn't like some kind of rule of what we got to listen to. And that's kind of what Lit is, really. I mean, we're just a melting pot of different kinds of things.
And it just depends on what month it is, and we'll write or play something different, you know?
Right. So in 1999, you guys released the album A Place in the Sun, and of course, that spawned the hit single My Worst Enemy. Were you guys sitting back when you were recording this? You're going, dude, this is it. Or was it a surprise?
I mean, we thought that of every song. you know, it once we started playing that song out and friends started hearing it, and it definitely was tugging on people's ears a little bit, you know. And then, you know, I can't say that we recorded it and we thought, oh, wow, here it is. You know, the rest of our lives is taken care of. This is it. Because we were just writing and recording all the time. I mean, but that song kind of rose to the top and it literally, when it was on the radio, when it came onto the radio, what was it, early 99, mm-hmm. I mean, it took off like wildfire. It was, and our lives were changed. I mean, it just, that song literally opened doors and the phone started ringing and we got offers to do all kinds of crazy stuff. So we were seriously, seriously blessed with a song like that. And it really paved the way for us, you know?
Right, and speaking of the video, how in the world did you guys get Pam Anderson on that video?
Honestly, Pam Anderson came to us. They wanted to use music in her TV show, VIP.
Yeah.
And one thing led to another. They wrote us into the script as just a walk-on, and then they came to us again, and they said, hey, we're thinking about just writing a whole episode where Pam saves you guys and we're from Russian spies or something. So we said, yeah, man, why not? You know, when and where? So we literally filmed the whole episode with her all for a full week in December of 99. And at the same time, we asked her, hey, do you want to be in our video? We have a video treatment, you know, Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. So essentially, you're going to be a huge woman, and we're going to be tiny little guys playing on your body. And she said, yeah, I'm, dude, totally in. And so she had the idea, okay, let's premiere the video on my VIP show. And we said, that's a great idea. So we premiered it on that. But what that did is it got us into a ton of countries that we weren't already in. I want to say I met kids from Greece and stuff that heard about Lit through the VIP TV show, you know, and their first song wasn't My Own Worst Enemy. It was Miserable.
Right. So. And to support that record, you guys performed over 286 shows and toured worldwide. And you talked about kids from other countries digging Lit. What's your favorite country that you've ever been to that you've toured in?
England? Without a doubt. Yep.
And why's that?
Those kids over there, the people over there really, really love their music. We can go over there right now and tour, and it's like 1999 again. I mean,
nice.
They sing every word. Every song in our set is like My Own Worst Enemy. You know, it's not like, oh yeah, they're playing the hit song, here it is. I mean, they love every song, and they know the words to it. I mean, they really love their music over there. And you look at some of their festivals over there, and you'll see Iron Maiden, and you'll see a lot of the new bands, and you'll see bands that date back even, pre-Iron Maiden, and the people over there just love them all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really cool. So without a doubt, I would say England.
How cool was it to be booked on Woodstock 1999?
It was awesome, man. Like I said, when My Own Worst Enemy was taken off, the phone started ringing, and every day we were, just getting going and starting out touring in support of that album. But the manager would call us, and it was like, well, we got offered, Offspring tour, and then all of a sudden, you guys are no longer opening the Offspring tour. You're supporting Offspring worldwide. We went all over Europe and stuff with them. And then we also got to tour with Joe Strummer from The Clash with the Offspring. That was incredible. And then all of a sudden you get the phone call, hey, you guys got offered to, be on the Woodstock deal. It was unreal. And then we got a phone call, a couple weeks later, hey, Kiss wants you to, open up for them on the Millennium. A lot of people need to understand, when the Millennium New Year's Eve thing was happening, a lot of people thought the world was going to end at the stroke of midnight. And where are you going to be? Where are you going to be partying? Are you going to go underground? What are you going to do? I mean, we got offered to go with, Kiss, all original members. And that was incredible. I'm a huge Kiss fan. So I was blown away. And when we went out there and did that show, we were the only band on the bill to go backstage and meet them and get a photo with them. And man, it was just a great time. And honestly, it still is. I mean, we're out here right now on a 2.5 month tour across the U.S. I mean, it's great. I have no complaints, man. This is great.
Right. We're chatting with Kevin Blades from the band Lit. They're going to be at the Golden Nugget this Friday, 8:30 p.m. H2O Concert Series. It's the Loudwire Gen X Summer Tour with Buck Cherry, POD, Lit, and Ellie and Ant Farm. Now, your first album, we talked about it a little bit. You guys were punk rock grunge. Then you get signed by RCA and you have a place in the sun. Then all of a sudden you started getting described as pop punk and power pop. Did you guys want to resist that at first?
Dude, we don't care. Whatever people want to call us, we are what we are. I mean, honestly, man, I don't care. Call us what you will. I think a lot of people lumped us in. I mean, with My Own Worst Enemy out there like it was, I mean, we were getting offers, the Warped Tour offer. We got offered the Offspring thing. So people lumped us in as a punk rock band. We're just a rock and roll band, I don't really know. Again, we listen to a ton of different things, so we are what we are. You can call us what you want. Some people hate us. Some people love us. I don't care.
Right.
Honestly. So we never tried to run away from anything, I know how to answer that because there
well,
you go.
Well, let's talk about your current sound. You guys have a new album out called These Are the Days.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, man, good problem to have. That song, it's a wonderful song, man. I really enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So you guys have more of a country music sound going on these days. What brought on that?
Well, Jeremy, our probably main songwriter in the band, he's been writing in Nashville for the better part of 13 years and meeting people out there. And when it came time to start thinking about, hey, let's write some new music for Lit. It was like, well, I've got all these songs sitting around that are awesome. Let's try recording some of these songs and just kind of see how that goes. And we did. I wouldn't, some people might think, you know, when you hear the word country, you might start thinking Kenny Rogers, or you might some. I mean, I guess I do. You know, we're not. We're more of a hybrid of what would Lit sound like playing those songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still Lit. It's a bit different, but anybody out there, all our hardcore fans are completely on board with it, and it doesn't even throw them off that much, because typically in the past, a lot of our Lit albums have hard rock on them and then have songs that just kind of lean a little bit sideways, maybe aren't so hard rock, or I'd hate to use the word ballad. I mean, Miserable isn't necessarily a ballad. It's just a, I guess, slower song with a different kind of tone to it. So I don't really, lack of a better term, I mean, I would just call Lit a hybrid of a melting pot of things. You know, I wouldn't necessarily call Lit a country band. I mean, alternative melting pot music, I guess I would call us, if that makes any sense, you know?
Right, right. And speaking of labels and music genres and stuff like that, you know, it really shows how diverse and talented you guys are, from going from hard rock to more of a pop sound to now more of a country sound, and doing every single thing very well. You guys are so well-rounded. It blew me away. When I first heard Good Problem to Have, I was like, holy crap.
Thanks, man.
This needs to be a number one song on country radio.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we play that song. We're out on this tour right now, and a lot of people were asking us, well, how are you going to play the new songs? We're just going to play them, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. We're going to play old songs. We're going to play new songs and everything in between. I don't care, you know, and we just try to construct the set list to make it make sense, you know. But we have this song called Someday Maybe, and it's probably one of the slower songs on the new album. It's probably my favorite song on the new album. And, dude, I think when you play something live honestly and you're really believing the song, the crowd is going to believe it. And they have been. I mean, so we, you know, our sets are a little bit shorter on this tour, so we don't have a lot of time to be messing around. So we kind of jump right into it. And I think Someday Maybe is like song number 3 or 4 in our set. And when we jump into it, I mean, it literally, it's more of a tone. You know, we just set the tone and we just gently go into that song. But I think people kind of just watching us and taking the song in, they just believe it. And because we're believing it on stage. And then we usually go right into Good Problem. And then we dive back into some of the older stuff and finish the set off. But, yeah, man, it is what it is.
Definitely. I got one more thing for you before we let you go, but we're talking to Kevin Blades from the band Lit. They're going to be at the H2O Concert Series this Friday at 8:30 p.m. at the Gold Nuggets, the Loudwire Gen X Summer Tour with Buck Cherry, POD, Lit, and Alien Ant Farm. Now, I'm sure you've toured Louisiana numerous times. What is your favorite go-to Cajun cuisine when you come around these parts?
I'm a gumbo guy.
Yes. Well, are you chicken and sausage, or are you seafood?
Chicken and sausage, for sure.
I'm with you. That's the best one.
And kind of the creamier gumbo is what I like.
Are you going with okra in it?
Yeah, I love the okra.
Okay, yep. Nice.
Yeah.
So you're down with the Cajun Trinity.
I like jambalaya, too. I like a good jambalaya. But, I mean, dude, there's so many different recipes. So, I mean, gumbo can go from A to Z, and so can jambalaya. I mean, it goes all, as you know, with all the different spices and stuff. But, man, the food in Louisiana is awesome. Love it.
What's one thing that you've seen on a menu, a Cajun menu, that you wouldn't try?
Frog legs?
Oh, dude, the frog legs? No, you got to overcome that, man.
Yeah,
frog legs are a wonderful thing.
I'm willing to try anything.
Who's that?
I'm usually willing to try anything.
Has anybody in the band ever ate frog legs?
I think we have.
Okay.
I you know what, to be honest with you, I may have eaten frog legs. I stopped drinking 2 years ago. So anything prior to that, I'm not really sure what I've done, but I'm almost certain I've had frog legs.
If you did, I'm sure you loved it at the time.
Yeah, deep fried. Anything deep fried is great.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, the moniker that it tastes like chicken is so true. You get over the fact that it's a frog leg, and man, it's scrumptious.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to seeing you guys this Friday at the Golden Nugget at the Gen X Tour. Man, have a good time down here in Louisiana. Get you some gumbo, and we'll see you there.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me, man.